Welcome to the Proper Lookout Podcast. In this series, our CTP experts will discuss a range of topics, sharing their thoughts on an industry trend or an intriguing legal issue, explaining the intricacies of an important case, and hopefully imparting some of the knowledge that they have gained.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to this edition of the Proper Lookout Podcast. You may recall that I discussed the cutting-edge issue of whether injury to the skin is an above-threshold or below-threshold injury in episode 138 of this podcast series. Well, there's been a development, so I thought I'd return to this rather thorny issue. Before I get to that, just a reminder that the threshold injury test is critical in claims under the Motor Accidents Injuries Act of 2017, because in order to establish an entitlement to ongoing stat benefits beyond 52 weeks, a claimant must demonstrate a above-threshold injury. And similarly, in order to claim common law damages, a claimant must have an above-threshold injury. The definition of threshold injury is found in Section 1.6 of MIA, and it starts by saying a threshold injury is a soft tissue injury. And then subsection 2 of Section 1.6 defines a soft tissue injury to be an injury to tissue that connects, supports, or surrounds other structures or organs of the body, bracket, such as muscles, tendons, ligaments, menisci, cartilage, fascia, fibrous tissue, fat, blood vessels, and synovial membranes, close bracket, but not an injury to nerves or a complete or partial rupture of tendons, ligaments, menisci, or cartilage. So the medical review panel has been debating for some time whether a mere cut or laceration or abrasion to the skin constitutes an above-threshold injury or not. And we love a good debate on the Proper Lookout podcast. You know we do. So before I get into a decision delivered by the medical review panel last week, let me recap some early decisions so you can see where the debate lies. I'll start with a matter of Reed and Allianz, which was decided in 2022. That case actually involved spinal surgery, and the review panel made the point that the surgery involved cutting of the skin, tendons, ligaments, and cartilage, and therefore the surgery to a below-threshold injury rendered the injury above threshold. Contrast that with the decision in Nazari and AAI, which was decided in 2023. In that dispute, the issue was whether a laceration to the right eyebrow was above threshold or below threshold. The review panel looked at the objects of the Act, which included keeping premiums affordable, and concluded that a mere cut to the skin could not possibly have been intended to be a above-threshold injury, giving the claimant rights to ongoing stat benefits and common law damages. Specifically, the review panel said, quote, however, if the skin were not included as coming within the definition of a soft tissue injury, then the merest cut or abrasion would render it a non-minor injury. Such an interpretation would potentially lead to increased claims and defeat the intended purpose of the MAI Act, end quote. Just noting there that the review panel was using the old terminology because it was decided before the terminology changed from minor injury to threshold injury. Contrast that decision again to two subsequent decisions also in 2023. The first was F. Takari and AAI, and the second was Dupar and AAI. In each of those decisions, the medical review panel found that the skin supports or surrounds other structures, such as skeletal and muscle structures, and the skin therefore satisfies the definition of a soft tissue injury. The review panel found, however, that if an injury involves injury to nerves, it falls outside the definition of a soft tissue injury. So a small cut will probably not injure nerves, whereas a deeper one may injure those nerves. So as matters stand before the decision last week, which I'll come to shortly, there were two schools of thought. The first was that a mere injury to the skin could not possibly be intended to be a non-threshold injury. And a second school of thought was that provided the injury to the skin was deep enough to injure nerves, then the injury was a non-threshold injury. So that brings me to the decision of Abawi and Allianz, which was decided by the Medical Review Panel on 20 March 2024 and published in the PIC Legal Bulletin on 5 April 2024. In that claim, the claimant suffered a laceration to her wrists. According to the ambulance report, there was a 3-centimetre superficial laceration to the right wrist and a 3-centimetre superficial laceration to the left wrist with abrasion and swelling. Dressing was applied to the left wrist. The sole issue for determination by the medical review panel, by agreement by the parties, was whether the left wrist laceration represented an above or below threshold injury. Now, I mentioned the matter of Nazari earlier in this podcast. Importantly, the medical review panel in Abawi took issue with the reasoning in the Nazari matter. In Abawi, the medical review panel pointed out that the medical review panel in Nazari looked at the objects of the Act in Section 1.3 but gave undue weight to the objects in Section 1.3, subsection 2D, which is to keep premiums affordable, and the object in Section 1.3, subsection 3C, Roman numeral 3, which is to ensure stable and predictable application of the law. In Abawi, the medical review panel noted that Section 1.3 articulates numerous objects of the Act beyond those which were focused upon by the review panel in Nazari. So focusing on one or two objects without having regard to competing legislative purposes was a distraction to resolving the question of statutory construction. Furthermore, said the review panel in Abawi, that while statutory intent is relevant in aiding construction, it cannot be used to override unambiguous legislative language. The overriding task is to give meaning to the text of the statute. And in a somewhat intriguing observation, the medical review panel in Abawi noted that the legislative choice to change the phrase from minor injury to threshold injury was intended to calibrate the interpretive focus from the severity of the injury to its function as a statutory precondition. I'll come back to that thought momentarily. So, having explained why they did not agree with the review panel decision in Nazari, the medical review panel in Abawi proceeded to dissect the definition of soft tissue injury in section 1.6, subsection 2 of MIA. And they made some interesting points as follows. Firstly, the medical review panel explained that the parenthetical statutory exemplars in the definition of soft tissue injury, namely muscles, tendons, ligaments, menisci, cartilage, fascia, fibrous tissue, fat, blood vessels, and synovial membranes, all had one thing in common. They were all examples of connective tissue. The medical review panel then said the antecedent phrase in section 1.6, namely an injury to tissue that connects, supports, or surrounds other structures or organs of the body, is controlled by the parenthetical statutory exemplars of connective tissue referred to earlier. So the common trait of each of these connective tissues is the role they uniquely play in orthopaedic injuries. The medical review panel then made some interesting observations about the inclusion of muscle in the parenthetical statutory exemplars of connective tissue. They point out that from a medical standpoint, muscle is considered an organ or a structure of the muscular system. So the inclusion of muscle in the list of exemplars of connective tissue demonstrates a legislative intention to create a bespoke class or type of soft tissue injury for the purpose of the statutory threshold provision, rather than a working definition against which each soft tissue comprising the human body is to be assessed. As I understand it, what the medical review panel is saying is that we should ignore the medical reality of what is soft tissue and what is not, and focus only on what the Act says that a soft tissue is. In other words, if the Act says that a cat is a dog, we must accept that a cat is a dog, even though we know a cat is not a dog. Now, whilst we're looking at analogies, I thought I'd highlight the analogy the medical review panel used at paragraph 56 of their reasons to explain why the use of the word or in the definition of soft tissue injury is important. They did so by using the analogy of a shoe. So, quoting now from the review panel reasons, they said, to explain by analogy, a shoe. Consider the definitional phrase, quote, a shoe is a covering for the foot made of leather or suede, having a sturdy sole and not reaching above the ankle, end quote. Or, in this context, is not used in the either-or sense to create two categories of shoe, leather shoes or suede shoes. Rather, it is used to offer possibilities for the material out of which a shoe is made. There is only one type of footwear, a shoe. Similarly, or in the relevant clause in section 1.62 of the Act, refers to only one type of tissue, that which surrounds, connects, or supports two possible parts of the anatomy, other structures, or organs of the body. End quote. Okay, so based on this reasoning process, the review panel ultimately concluded that only injuries sustained to the connective tissue of the musculoskeletal system, which do not involve injury to nerves or a complete or partial rupture of tendons, ligaments, menisci, or cartilage, fall within the definition of a soft tissue injury in section 1.6 of MIA. So then looking at the skin, the review panel concluded that the skin is not merely connective tissue, because whilst the skin connects, supports, or surrounds other structures, it also performs other functions such as protecting the body from water loss, protecting the body from ultraviolet radiation, contributing to the supply of vitamin D, and regulating body temperature and metabolism. So having said all that, the medical review panel ultimately concluded that the skin does not fall within the definition of a soft tissue injury as defined by section 1.6 subsection 2 of MIA. And it therefore follows that a laceration to the skin is not a threshold injury. So that, my friends, is my summary of the decision of the medical review panel in Abawi. I do, however, have some other thoughts on this issue. As I said at the start of this episode, we love a good debate on the Proper Lookout podcast. And I do have some respectful doubts over whether the decision in Abawi is correct. So here we go. Number one, the review panel doubted whether the objects of the Act were helpful in forming a construction of the definition of soft tissue injury. My view is that the definition is clearly ambiguous, given that there are multiple review panel decisions which come to different conclusions. Furthermore, even absent ambiguity, section 1.3, subsection 4, mandates that, quote, a construction that would promote the objects of the Act or the provision is to be preferred to a construction that would not promote those objects. I also note that the general consistent theme in the objects in section 1.3 of the Act is to keep premiums affordable whilst ensuring there's a premium pool available to promote early treatment and return to work for all people injured in motor accidents in New South Wales. In my view, that object finds life in sections 1.32A, 1.32B, 1.32D, 1.13A, and 1.3C. And whilst the review panel in Abawi mentioned that there were other objects of the Act, I can't find any which point to a construction that a person with a mere laceration to the skin should be allowed stat benefits beyond 52 weeks or common law damages. Number two, the review panel in Abawi based their decision partially on the notion that the skin is not intended to be within the ambit of definition of soft tissue injuries because the skin is not readily capable of meeting the exceptions in the definition, namely an injury to nerves or a complete or partial rupture of tendons, ligaments, menisci or cartilage, in the same way that an injury to the heart is clearly non-threshold, even though an injury to the heart does not involve rupture of tendons, ligaments, menisci or cartilage. My response is that the skin is capable of meeting the exceptions in the definition because if the skin is sufficiently deep, there is injury to the nerves. And indeed, if it's even more severe, there can be, in addition to the skin injury, rupture of tendons, ligaments, menisci or cartilage. Number three, the review panel based their reasoning partially on the notion that the skin has functions beyond that of connective tissue, including regulating temperature, protecting from ultraviolet radiation and retaining water. My respectful response is that whilst the skin does have other functions, that doesn't negative its function as connective tissue. In my lay opinion, the skin does certainly support or surround other structures or organs. Furthermore, the various layers of the skin include many of the exemplars of connective tissue, including fibrous tissue, fat, and blood vessels. So for these three reasons, I do have some doubts whether Abari is correct. I should also add that each decision by the medical review panel represents just one view on the question, and no individual review panel decision has any greater precedent value than any other review panel decision. In truth, until this matter reaches a superior court, there is no binding authority on whether a mere cut or laceration or abrasion to the skin constitutes a threshold injury or not. We'll just have to wait. Until then, and of course I'll report back if there is such a decision. Until then, thank you for listening. If you have any questions, let me know. If you disagree with me, also let me know. But until next time, thank you for listening to this episode of the Proper Lookout podcast. Cheerio.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Proper Lookout podcast. We hope you enjoyed it.